This is the first piece of research evidence within either the UK or Ireland to support the implementation of the virtual dementia tour. Virtual dementia tour is an interactive experience for both professional and non-professional carers that hopefully enables a more empathetic and compassionate understanding of symptoms associated with dementia through actually engaging in this simulated experience, which allows people to experience some of the symptoms which would be commonly associated with moderate to late stage dementia. So the main benefit will come from, for both professional and non-professional carers, will come from enabling a better understanding and hopefully a more compassionate response.
What you've been doing effectively now is assessing the impact that experience has had on people who are looking after those with dementia. The evidence is finding, I take it, that increased empathy, that increased understanding is also bettering and improving the care that's been given.
Yeah, in many ways, the University of Ulster undertook this report for us. The findings themselves have been extremely positive. There's obviously areas for improvement that the HSE will take on board, and there's recommendations being made within the report that we acknowledge. We've also had the assistance of someone who has an Alzheimer's diagnosis who undertook the experience. Now, she was the first person within Ireland or the UK to actually undertake this type of training, and she has provided very, very, very positive feedback for ourselves, but also areas in which the training and the facilitation could be improved. So that's something, again, which the HSE acknowledges and something that we will take on board.
The acid test of any project like this is going to be if it's rolled out elsewhere. Do you see this becoming a model for treatment and a model for experience elsewhere in the country and beyond?
Yeah, there's been considerable interest in this right across the country, both from within the HSE and outside of the HSE. Our chief officer here in HSE Northwest and CHO Area 1, John Hayes, has given his commitment to examining the recommendations within the report and using those recommendations within a much wider implementation plan that could be rolled out across CHO Area 1. So in the initial stages, that's where we see the attention falling within our own area across Cavan, Monaghan, Sligo, Leitrim and Donegal. But I do think, yeah, that there's potential for this to be rolled out right across, not only within the HSE, but other public services.